News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
What is going on, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. Kind of a lousy morning here with this weather. We're just getting these bands of rain that I guess are associated with Bertha, and rain's beginning to pile up a little bit. I don't know that we were really expecting this amount of rain, but it's just kind of raining over and over again in the same spots. So we're just absorbing all this rain. There's some trouble on the roads because of all of that. So just be careful out there. Meanwhile, FM Talk 106.5, you know we're celebrating America's 250th birthday with the America 250 Summer Showcase, patriotic summer contest supporting local businesses and giving listeners, well, chances, really, for weekly prizes and one huge grand prize worth over $4,600.
Yeah, and with the big America 250 celebrations year-round, but, you know, Independence Day was something special. We're continuing that, and we're rolling with America 250 and keeping the patriotism going for 2026 and beyond, although this contest does have a date that it will end, and that's September 1st when we draw that grand prize winner. And
somebody's going to be really happy.
They are a $4,600 valued grand prize. And this is like exactly what FM Talk 106.5 has become known for over the years with our prize showcases. All of this going to one winner, and all of our sponsors in this contest chipping something in to make it an incredible grand prize. So let's start with how you can enter. And there's a couple ways. Facebook. Every week we're having a patriotic photo contest, and we're currently in week three. Monday we'll begin week four. All you have to do in that instance to enter to win is go to our Facebook page, FM Talk 106.5. At the top of the page, we have pinned a status, a post, and that is where you can upload images of you or your family or just an image that you believe showcases patriotism in your point of view, and then whoever gets the most likes each week, just enlist your family, your friends, maybe even strangers you're walking by, ask them to like your photo on our Facebook page, and whoever has the most likes, and we have some incredible images. Each week they get better and better, and this week the best I've seen. Whoever gets the most likes will be the winner for that week's contest, and you'll get an American-made, American flag, courtesy of American Legacy Company. We already have two winners so far. That's Buddy and Desiree. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page. And each of those weekly winners will go into the grand prize drawing for that amazing grand prize at the end of August when we'll draw on September 1st. The other way to enter is to go to any of the participating locations, including American Legacy Company in Gulf Shores, J&M Tackle in Orange Beach, Gray's Craze on Airport in Mobile, Cart Doctor, G&D Farms, and Piggly Wiggly, of which there are many locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties where you can enter. Put your name in. There's an entry box there with our America 250 image on that box. Put your name in, and then at the end of August, each location will draw one winner from their store who will win the American-made American flag and go into that grand prize drawing. And then we'll draw from all of the store winners and the Facebook winners on September 1st for that grand prize. Now, what is the grand prize? I'm so glad you asked. From J&M Tackle, it's a $2,500 fishing and outdoor package that includes an Angler's Mate senior fishing cart, a Turtle Box Gen 3, that amazing Bluetooth speaker, a Yeti Tundra 45 done up in America's colors, patriotic cooler here, for the fishermen out there and ladies, two Quantum Merit 3000 spinning combos, two Quantum Merit 6000 surf combos, plus a J&M SureHold rope handle bucket that's filled with approximately $250 in fishing tools and tackle, and a $50 J&M gift card. Also in the grand prize from Gray's Craze, $500 worth of charcuterie boards or boxes. From Cart Doctor, a Sound Extreme Elite Power Sports Bluetooth soundbar. This thing is waterproof, dustproof, dirtproof, has LED lighting, sounds amazing with 500 watts through 8 marine-grade speakers. You can put it on your four-wheeler, your boat, your golf cart, whatever you may be using. You can use that Bluetooth soundbar from Cart Doctor. G&D Farms giving us a $600 sportsman's package. And from Piggly Wiggly, a $500 shopping spree redeemable at any Piggly Wiggly location in Mobile or Baldwin County. Hell of a prize. Very easy to enter, and you can find out more information on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the top of the page. You'll see America 250 Summer Showcase, or there's an image there as well that'll get you to the same page. And the more legalistic version of the contest rules also on our website there.
So before the top of the hour, this is getting a little activity on the text line. I was going over, we're just talking about the qualities that women admire most in a man, and it seemed like I was checking all the boxes. I'm not trying to be smart here.
Well, one of those boxes was being humble, so yeah.
So
that's what you're doing.
Yeah. So I've been asked out to dinner, but it's by Gardner, who's a man, but thank you very much.
Yeah, because part of that, part of what makes a man so attractive to a lady, one of those bullet points was being able to plan. And so Gardner said, do you have any plans for drinks and dinner tonight?
And also Gardner, he's just piggybacking. He now, with this publicity that I've generated myself, what he's doing is he's like, hey, if I go to dinner with Dan, I'll be seen in the company of Dan. And that's probably good.
Well, now that you bring that up,
brand.
Maybe you use this, you're perfect, you know, whatever perfect the ladies score. Think, that they think you're perfect. Maybe you can be the new Manosphere influencer now that Andrew and Tristan Tate will be going away and going away for a very long time.
I arranged that.
You had them arrested so that you could take the perch there as the man to follow online for how to be a man. So, I mean, you could actually be changing the course of America if you make enough young men like Dan Brennan.
Well, I mean, I'm flattered by what you say, but Angry Patriot says, all hail Dan, the great sage of the South. Sing his praises and place your offerings at the station's altar. Very nice. Thank you, Angry Patriot. Appreciate that. So I've been asked to dinner by a man, and now Angry Patriot, who I assume is a man, is also bowing to me.
Wow.
And I think at some point on the text line, maybe my status will be downgraded from quite the catch to, I mean, probably by the end of this show, my status will be, you could have done worse. And that's fine. I'm fine. Yeah. I think that's closer to what my score should be.
Now you're really being humble.
Yeah.
Michael letting us know, traffic-wise, a large limb in the roadway. This is southbound on Knollwood before you get to Cottage Hill. Large limb in the roadway. Hopefully it's been moved since he texted that in, but be aware if you're traveling on Knollwood towards Cottage Hill this morning.
Messy morning on the roads.
Yeah, it has been. And I want to get to some news, of course, but also this has really gone viral online. I'm wondering, now that we know that Dan is the perfect man, what he would do in this situation. But have you seen this video that's gone viral? So
I think I saw this.
Sunday, the Cubs were playing the Twins. Believe this was in Chicago.
Yeah.
I see a lot of Cubs fans around.
It's definitely Wrigley Field.
Yeah. And so this video shows, it's before the game starts. They're doing the Star Spangled Banner. And pretty much everyone is standing, hand over heart, or however they choose to observe. But this older Chicago Cubs fan, he's looking at a guy sitting right in front of him, much younger than he is, and he's sitting down while everyone else is standing for the anthem. So the man behind him, the older man here, tells him to stand. You can see him exchange a few words with the younger man, and then I guess he didn't get the results he wanted from the speech he gave him, smacked him across the back of the head, just a one-handed whop, and the younger fan then stood up.
He did.
Didn't do what I expected. I expected him to turn around and fight the older man regardless, because this is a baseball game here. We've seen plenty of that in the past. But instead, he stood for the remainder of the anthem. The older man said thank you, and everyone else that was looking at what was a potential serious situation just kind of turned around and went, whoa, that was weird.
That was definitely a tense moment. You could hear it in the – and this was the video you'll notice when you see it. It's not like a shot from the press box down to the crowd. It's somebody with a phone right there near what was going on.
Yeah, maybe one row behind the older man was one row behind the younger man.
Right.
So that's got people talking online.
Somebody's sitting during the national anthem. How do you react, I guess, is the question.
Was the older dude in the right? To give him a pop across the back of the head. Where does Dan the Perfect Specimen stand on this? Or do you want to see where the text line kind of stands on there?
We had some of this would happen. I mean, after
back in 2020, BLM and all that stuff, and there were people that would do that.
A lot more people, and you know, I really only have Tennessee Titans games, and I haven't been to many of those in the last couple of years either, but that's pretty much my main reference point, other than what you see on TV, and there were a lot more people sitting for the anthem during that stretch of 2020-2021.
Pretty uncomfortable. I think what the guy did was just a reaction. He more than likely is a veteran, and he was saying to the, I mean, the kid's kind of asking for it. The whole stadium is standing, I presume. Everybody in the area is standing. And he's sitting there. You're making some sort of a statement. Sorry, you are. You're not saying my leg hurts, or you're not saying I'm just a lazy person, or what you're making a statement.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that statement is I had a few too many brewskis in the parking lot before the game.
Well, maybe, but can you stand during the national anthem?
That's the anthem. It's before the game even starts.
So I think the guy's saying to him, hey, you need to be standing. And when the kid does not respond in the way, like you said, he doesn't immediately get the results he wants, he's going to just kind of go back to standing on his own, but on his way, kind of lifting himself back up because he's bending over toward the kid. He just whacks him with his left hand, and then it's like he whacks some sense into him. I don't blame the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's the right thing to do. I can see being that mad that you do it.
Yeah, I get pretty angry when I see someone not standing for the anthem, and then I have to tell myself, like I do pretty much all the time. And I'll actually give you a quote from my daughter here in just a second from yesterday that was notable.
Okay.
But I think to myself, again, Dalton, you don't know what that person is going through.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it seems obvious, that person's just sitting down and disrespecting the anthem, don't care enough, I still have to tell myself, listen, you really don't know what's going on in their lives or mentally or who they are. And still, that often isn't enough for Dalton Orwig to not make a fool of himself and go, hey, why the hell aren't you standing up for the anthem? I love where this older man's head was. He's like, hey, you're going to show some dang respect. And he was, I'm guessing, a veteran or...
Yeah, you would think so.
At that age, you're either a veteran or you know plenty of them.
Yep, exactly.
And so you feel a certain way about America.
I think it was when the kid talked to him, mm-hmm. and when the kid did not immediately get up, then he just kind of reacted, just
whap, smacked him right across the back of the head. So I love where the old man, what he was thinking, but any kind of event like that, you better be, and not saying it would have been right, I don't think it would have been right for the younger guy to turn around and have some choice words of his own or even start a more violent interaction. But as anyone who goes to a game like this, you have to be ready for it, because we've seen so many videos. Young, old, don't care. I mean, think even of just the Gavin Adcock concert, which is a totally different story, because you had a bunch of insanely drunk people there, many over 21 years old, and I'm sure, possibly, potentially, allegedly, some under 21 years old. But even that viral video from that one was, what, like a 30-something-year-old beating up a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yeah. So it was bad. There was I didn't like watching that.
Not many fair fights in these stadiums these days. But
And also, when you're in a stadium, you also have the footing thing.
The
guys are rowed down. You've got chairs in between you. There's all kinds of ways for it. You're not exactly in the octagon.
It's gotten the better of many a man, including yours truly, depending on where you're standing on the bleachers. No, the only quote I was going to pass along from my daughters yesterday, I'm picking them up from school, and my youngest, first thing she says, and you wonder what's going through their head all the time, but first thing she says when I snap her into her seat and then I get in the driver's seat, I have them both behind me, she says, Daddy, are you not the best driver in the world? And I immediately start thinking of, well, obviously no. And I'm thinking of Ryan Blaney and some of the F1 drivers, Verstappen and all these guys. And then I say, well, I think I am. That was my answer to her. Uh-huh. I think I'm the best driver. Can't show any weakness to the kids.
No, probably made her feel safe.
My 7-year-old goes, Daddy thinks everyone else is cuss words. That was her answer. So she's been riding around with me enough this summer. Now, what she thinks is a cuss word is a little different than what are the actual cuss words, like the George Carlin 7 words. I'm not using those in front of my daughters, but...
What are you using?
Words like dummy.
Oh, okay.
Because I've really PG'd it, mm-hmm. for them, because they come after me every time. I can't help that I'm a heated driver. I don't show it on the roadways. I just say it inside the vehicle and then let it pass. But my daughter, quote of the day yesterday, Daddy thinks everyone else is cuss words.
It's so funny. And there's more and more great material coming out of your house
mm-hmm.
as these girls continue to grow up.
Yeah, I think Izzy almost has her first 5 minutes of stand-up. She's ready to debut at some point, maybe at an open mic.
We'll bring him back in here. His mics are open. 821, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
What's happening, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 825 on Mobile Mornings. Good to have you along. And text line 251-343-0106 also doubles as a phone line if you want to give us a call this final hour.
Yeah, and a lot of texts on the national anthem and also the manliness of Dan Brennan. We'll get to those.
Okay.
Do want to hit on some news topics as well. And yesterday you had Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Raisin Kane before a Senate committee. We'll get to that. Part of what Hegseth had to say is that the Iran war has now cost an estimated $37.5 billion. That is an estimate, and it covers selected costs since fighting began back on February 28th and even includes some anticipated costs that will run through early September, but it also doesn't necessarily capture all the damage to American bases and equipment, of which there has been quite a bit of damage. Mm-hmm. And they're taking
most recently,
especially, it seems, explicit aim at housing units. We saw that with the strikes and the fallen American service members this weekend. Many are thinking that Russia and/or China are maybe a little more involved now in recon and helping Iran know where to strike some of these targets. And just some theories that are floating around out there.
And some talk that Russia and China, at least Russia, are also getting some weapons to them to replenish.
There's that, too. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of questions here for the Trump administration, like what constitutes winning? Is it just reopening the strait? Trump will say and has said that it's Iran can't have a nuclear bomb. That's his answer pretty much every time.
Yep.
So is that the final part here, ending Iran's nuclear program, and what exactly does that mean? Or full regime change? Well, you know, with this war we're fighting now and the war in Ukraine, with Russia and Ukraine, it's obvious modern warfare has changed in some drastic ways. And with the Trump administration asking for nearly $100 billion in extra funding for the military. Yesterday, General Kane was pushing the Senate to pass that and help fund the war. But a lot of what he had to say, I'll tell you, a little frightening hearing from the Joint Chiefs Chairman. I want to play a couple minutes of this from Kane yesterday. And let me unmute him. That would be quite the service to our Joint Chiefs Chairman to unmute him. Here you go.
On July 22nd, 1940, General George C. Marshall said, and I quote, "For almost 20 years, we had all of the time and almost none of the money. Today, we have all of the money and no time." His words resonate powerfully with me today as we find ourselves in a somewhat similar situation. I've come to you today to request the necessary funds while in the window of opportunity, while time is still on our side. The United States of America faces a global list of military challenges in the Middle East, in Europe, in the Pacific, both nuclear and non-nuclear challenges, and the continued threat of terrorism. We find ourselves living and leading in complex and dynamic times. Our adversaries are aligning in their interests, creating simultaneous challenges across multiple domains. They are sharing intelligence, combat capabilities, and technology that is accelerating the speed of war. It is an imperative that Americans understand that the character of war is changing. Advances in technology are fundamentally and irreversibly changing the way we fight, which necessitates capital to properly arm America's military. Rapid advancements in AI, autonomous systems, deliver critical technological advantages to our national defense and simultaneously introduce unprecedented strategic vulnerabilities and uncertainty across the world, to include right here at home. The low barrier to entry created by affordable, ubiquitous unmanned systems means our adversaries, rogue actors, state and non-state actors, and violent extremists have access to disruptive and potentially lethal technologies at scale. We've seen this in Ukraine, and we must adopt elements of this fight for our future fights.
So he had a lot to say there, including that our adversaries are uniting in many ways, but just this modern warfare, and I think the most important thing he mentioned there, and our biggest hurdle right now, is that low barrier to entry and how much easier it is now to create weapons that can move quickly and forcefully. The drones, mainly, I'm talking about here. But just think of AI and the revolution it's bringing in intelligence operations. There's a lot. And is our military on the back foot right now?
A lot has changed in just the past 5 years.
Turn up your voice on the text line, 251-343-0106. Now, back to Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, 835, a lot of texts, and we'll be getting to them all here in just a minute. 251-343-0106. Right now, it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive to talk with our friend, Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Man, we are doing just fine here. And tell us what you got going on the lot right now at McConnell Automotive. I know you have some vehicles, all of them a great value, but pretty much any budget that someone may have when they come to McConnell Automotive, you can take care of them.
That's right. You can check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. But today we're concentrating on the body shop. You know, if you have that, with these slick roads and wrecks happening everywhere, don't forget McConnell Collision, 251-476-4141. Rachel and all the guys and the girls back there will take care of all your needs, help you out with the insurance, because I keep hearing that's a little problem that, you know, trying to deal with them, and Rachel's great about it. She'll take care of it. So if you have that unfortunate accident, don't forget McConnell Collision. And don't forget McConnell Automotive, man. We got great deals going on. Don't forget we got 0% on half-ton trucks. And then on the used car side, we got the Car Bravo stuff. Everything out here is certified. Anything less than 10 years old and less than 100,000 miles, you got an extra 12 on the factory warranty. That's Toyota, Nissan, Hyundai, Buick. Whatever you buy out here, it's covered under a certified warranty.
Yep, and you have plenty of inventory that fits that mold too. So if you're shopping, if you're shopping, make sure you go to McConnell Automotive before you decide your deal. Hey, Louie, great stuff. Whether it's the body shop or they're coming by to shop for a new vehicle, you've got them covered.
That's right. Come see us.
All right. That's Louis Arata. Go see him. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and that website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
On the text line, 251-343-0106, John says, DB, world's most interesting man.
No.
Okay, so he's comparing me to that guy.
Yeah, Dos Equis spokesman.
Dos Equis.
Remember,
yeah.
He made his grand return, I think, this past Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
It had been a while since we saw the most interesting man. And
He's aging well. Made
his return. I guess he's aging well. I completely forgot what the commercial entailed, but I guess he's doing all right.
Yeah, you just would have assumed he'd look a whole lot worse after 10 years.
Brad says, got a new one for you guys on Schillinger just now. This was a while back he sent this text, so let's say just now, an hour ago. On Schillinger at Ziegler, silver or gray Chevy Silverado with a tail light out on the right rear turns on his blue lights to go through the intersection and pass everybody up. I wonder if he should get a ticket. And the top to top that off without his lights on, he cuts in front of me very closely before getting to the intersection and did not have a municipal tag. I wonder if he's even law enforcement. All great questions, Brad. No taillight, but running the blue lights through the intersection. Greg, we were asking because one of our three big things is about the growth of Gulf Shores International Airport. And I imagine, you know, they don't speak too much about it publicly, but if you're an airport official or city official in Pensacola or Mobile or even Biloxi, or you're getting a little nervous about how well Gulf Shores International is doing, and put out a call to action there. Have you flown out of or into or both at Gulf Shores? What was that situation like? Greg said, my daughter flew out Saturday from Gulf Shores and should be arriving today. It's very easy. There's one airplane, was flying up to Knoxville and returning from Knoxville today.
You go for a game, man.
Yeah. 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 And they fly to Nashville and back, too, which I've been wanting Mobile to have that route forever. Now that I rarely go to Nashville, Mobile still doesn't have it, but Gulf Shores does. Sheila says, stay safe in this weather. I haven't flown out of Gulf Shores yet, but my daughter and son-in-law did in June. They didn't have any issues. They said it was busy. Have a blessed day.
Nice.
Let's see. We had some traffic accidents we were going over this morning. Appreciate also some of the images of the surf with Tropical Storm Bertha making its way towards Louisiana. Let's see. Good morning, guys. This is Bucky Beaver.
Yes, Bucky.
Legend. He's talking about on the Feinbaum show yesterday, the discussion on Legend being kicked out of SEC Media Days. Yeah, that was the big topic on the Feinbaum show yesterday. Legend didn't have a media credential but was interviewing coaches. And they said, you're not allowed to do that, Legend. And then he threw a fit. Steve noting that Dan is bragging about his humility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sure was.
Oh, go ahead.
That's just reverse psychology. That's exactly what a humble person should and would do, is brag about how humble they are.
If you've got to mention that as far as humility, I think I passed that test, then there's no way around it. It's a catch 21.
Catch 21.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, is one of those bullet points for being the perfect man, knowing your cliches, or no.
Yeah.
Catch 22.
Well, that's what I think. I think it's less than that.
Okay. That's perfect. Yeah, Dan.
He's 22.
He found a list of what women find attractive about men, and he said he checked every box.
Well, wait. No. Not, I didn't. I pushed it to you.
Okay.
And Leanna said, what do you think?
Well, yeah. And so we said, yeah, man, whatever you think. Bill says, with the gas prices, $4.05 and 9/10 of a cent per gallon for gas, isn't it time to phase out 10ths of a penny for gas? Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. That should have been phased out. But I don't know. Write a letter to your state legislator and see what they think about that. Texter here, I thought we obliterated Iran's military. How are they still fighting back? They have a lot of tunnels. They had a lot of missiles that were buried, and
they're getting more
installations that were buried. Yeah, that is the question right now. Mommy Issues says, we served our country for every citizen to have that right. Talking here about the Cubs game where an older man slapped the back of a head of a younger man who would not stand for the national anthem. Instead of turning around and throwing a punch, which is what you see in 99.9% of those videos, the younger man just stood up, observed the rest of the national anthem, and everybody apparently went about their business.
Yeah, well, everybody breathed a sigh of relief, too, because the area, they were like, oh, this just escalated.
I do have a little gripe with that, because all the people turning around and going, uh-oh, nobody made a move towards them, and it wasn't a packed stadium. Mm-hmm. So I would have started moving into position to maybe try to break that up. Not that I break up every fight. Some of them, if it's an equal fight, or if just ridiculous men acting ridiculous that are grown, sometimes putting yourself in that situation, especially if you're with family, a bad idea. But when it's an older guy and a younger guy there, I would have started moving into position.
Well, there weren't many younger people around. I didn't see it. When you say what, a packed stadium, it was probably a very good crowd. But in that area, for whatever reason, there were
plenty of seats.
Seats right around the guy that wasn't standing that were free. And two things I think why people weren't getting in position is most of them were just observing the national anthem and weren't aware of what was going on. Maybe a handful were. And also they were kind of older fans themselves. Mm. They're not there to get in any kind of a dust up.
I still think the odds of that being a scripted video of sorts.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I've seen those, and they're terrible.
I'm cynical these days. Pretty much every video I go, fake. That's what I go with first.
But. Well, that one I don't think.
So I don't know if I read Mommy Issues text. Said, we served our country for every citizen to have that right. It may not be popular, but it's a right to not stand for the anthem. The old guy is in the wrong. Another texter here. So that's the way to handle it. Grandpa would have done that to me. Need more of it. Well, yeah, and I agree in theory. This guy may have not been the other guy's grandpa.
He's somebody's grandpa.
Yeah. Kenny says, good job, Dan. You at least earned a parking spot closer to the building. Well, he's the first one here. So He legally can't get to a spot closer to the building. And at one point actually got in trouble for parking next to the building.
Well, that was in a... Was that during the hurricane?
Yes, it was. He pulled up under the awning.
Yeah.
Didn't have enough time to move it after our hurricane coverage and immediately got the knock on the door.
Yeah, the building maintenance wasn't having that.
Yeah, you can't park here. It's not a parking spot.
It was like getting swatted for not for not standing during the national anthem. Same kind of concept, right?
It kind of was, yeah. Texter here, the young man knew he was in the wrong. Yep. That's why he straightened up. Yes, you know, he at least had a little bit of schooling, maybe from home, on how he should have been acting. Texter here said, my mom used to pop me like that daily. It was an attention getter. That's from Captain Teach.
My mom popped me like that once, and it was definitely a Gracie Brennan surprise attack. I didn't see it coming. And it definitely knocked some sense into me. I think I was around fifth or sixth grade, and she was taking me to I had a ball game that day.
Yeah.
And
you were acting like the perfect specimen that you are.
Yeah, and I was acting like a horse's butt, and I was being a little, you know, I deserved it, and man, she nailed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there were some instances of that in my childhood too, and then at some point, you know, with me and my brother, eventually you hope they can work those things out themselves, mm-hmm. Which usually involves a little wrestling and more, but yeah, for a time there, it really makes a mark. If you respect your parents, when you drive them to the point of potential violence or even just laying down the law, man, if you have a proper head on your shoulders, that just puts you below the earth. You're like, oh my gosh.
So I'd say that I do, because I was quickly from running my mouth and complaining about things to totally ashamed of myself.
the shame. That's exactly the emotion.
I think that was part of when that kid stood up. There might have been
probably a little bit of shame.
Yeah.
Chris, who's down at the down in Gulf Shores, taking some images of the surf this morning, and I asked, are any surfers there? There were off Dauphin Island. He said, no, they're all down at the pass in front of the Perdido Beach Resort. That's where you surf. And also said the old man in that video absolutely did the right thing. Michael says, and he's got several things to say here. I've always been told women love guys with disposable incomes. And then I think he's coming after you with a personal shot. I don't know if I'm going to go with that one, but and it has to do with, I don't know, let's just say style. We'll go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Michael, I don't pass his style test, I guess.
For the viral video, Michael says, also, the old man deserved a good ass-kicking. Wow. He says it's not cool to sit for the anthem, but the old man needs to mind his business. And then on the Iran war, says, have y'all thought about how this war with Iran has cost us enough to build the bridge and bayway 50 times over? Crazy, huh? Yeah, there's that. And I always compare things, federal spending, to how much our bridge would cost and how quickly it could have already been done. But for me right now, the big cost issue as far as Iran is the discrepancy in the price to defend ourselves and our allies compared to the cost of the offensive weapons that Iran and many of our adversaries are using. And it's so relatively cheap to make these drones and some of the Iranian missiles, the many that they have. And we're spending so much in defense with Patriot missiles, and however low we are or aren't on that inventory, I don't know if we actually know, because there's on both sides so much propaganda. But remember back when that Chinese balloon was the weather balloon that wasn't a weather balloon, was flying over America, and took so long for us to even know about it, and then it took so long for the government to act on it.
And
when they did, we took our most expensive jets up there, which is fine, but used incredibly expensive missiles to shoot the weather balloon down, and everyone down here who works for a living goes, was there a better way to bring down that weather balloon than the multi-million dollar missile you used?
So
it's kind of that on a much wider scale and a much more important scale.
Much wider scale. And we saw that thing. I was going from west to east, remember? So I guess it came to us from over the Pacific, mm-hmm. I guess. Spotted over the Dakotas or Montana or something like that. That's one of the first places that people were talking about it. Finally ended up on the
coast. Was it in Lake Michigan, or where was it?
Then the coast of South Carolina.
You're right, yeah.
That's where it ended up I guess that's where we knocked it out.
We waited until it made its way all the way across the country.
Yeah. No hurry here.
And maybe I misremembered, but did we miss the weather balloon with one of the first attempts to take it down? Part of me thinks that was part of the story, too.
We hit Charlotte instead.
Oh, man. So, Dan Kane, the Joint Chief Chairman, yesterday, I'd be lying if I didn't say some of his words kind of got me on edge. Who is legend? Is he Brother Oliver? I heard that, but cannot vouch
no,
for it.
No. He's just a fan with a big mouth on the Feinbaum show.
The Feinbaum show.
Look at the real Sam. Dan is the coolest guy I know whose nickname is Peachy.
Ah.
Yeah, that's from my Little League days.
Yeah, Peachy. That is a great nickname. Yeah.
But that's my brother was going to Georgia, and he was the most famous athlete in our little town. It's like Tommy Brennan was at Georgia, so Danny Brennan, we'll just call him Georgia Peach.
You were Peachy. That's a cool nickname.
Yeah.
I was known as Hammer for a while.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's because I would, in youth hockey, which I only played a couple years before we moved down here to Grove Hill, but in Nashville, basically, from when I was 4 until 7 or 8, and then we moved down here at that point in my life, I played some hockey, but there wasn't an offsides in youth hockey, so I did the worst teammate move and would cherry pick right next to the goalie at the other end of the ice.
Ooh.
And wait for them to pass it to me to score, and I would slam my stick on the ice asking for a pass. So they called me Hammer because I would just hammer the ice and wait until they passed it to me so I could maybe score.
This is our second reference to Bam Bam from the Flintstones in a week. But you were basically a hockey player like Bam Bam.
Yeah, but after that short-lived hockey career, I just became known as Dio, the initials, and my nickname. Texter here, I once responded to a call at a gas station for a guy who was mad because he couldn't get the 1/10 penny change for gas. Ridiculous. Now they won't even give you a penny. Right, we've done away with the penny, so the 10th of a cent of gas, it needs to see itself out. Wemo, Chris in Wemo says that kid needed his head slapped. And texter here, Dan, Mobile and Baldwin County High School football media days are next week. Will any media outlets be doing complete filming on each school's presentation? We'll have to see. I know some have done it over the years, filmed the entirety of those media days and speaking with the coaches and some of the players. But you and I, especially you, we've been gearing up for high school and talking about these teams and getting ready for the year.
Yeah, I got to do one-on-ones. That's the way I like to do it because I can really get information. And met with Jeff Kelly from Saraland. They're one of our first games of the year. Had a great meeting with him and plan to keep on doing those.
It's about that time. 8:51, about time to talk with Jeff Poor before his show. He's on the way next.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
Yes, indeed. Our two-man show becomes a three-man show for the final portion of Wednesday's edition of Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, Jeff Poor and the Jeff Poor Show on the way next. Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Hey, so who's lined up for today's version of the Jeff Poor Show?
Also, Sidwell will be with us in the first hour, second hour, Joey Clark, as we do every Wednesday, and then we'll wrap it up with former State Senator Dick Brubaker, kind of seems to be a favorite of the program.
Yeah, he's developed into one, I think.
I loved last week and how accurate he was on all of his claims. I don't know. I imagine fairly, given that he's a former state senator, but absolutely letting the Ivy administration have it, that passion. That's why Brubaker, I think, is becoming a favorite on your show.
Yeah, and, I wish he were a little more this outspoken when he was in the state senate, but we'll take it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you feel like he's got good points, right? I mean, he's not just a guest that comes on and wastes your time.
No, he knows. He understands the racket. He understands how it works. I think warranted sometimes.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to hearing what he has to say today. I wanted to ask you about the Alabama Democrat Party and a couple things here. First, with all the discussion about closing the primaries this past legislative session, seems like that'll take an even more important role in one of these coming sessions. I don't know if they'll get after this next year or not, but with Tabitha Eisner, a well-known Alabama Democrat, urging Democrats to get involved in those Republican primaries in that special coming up August 11th. But at the same time, Jeff, the Alabama Party, 3 days before that special primary. I guess they're meeting to reorganize. That would indicate the Democrat Party in the state of Alabama isn't really firing on all cylinders, to say the least.
Well, hasn't been firing on all cylinders for like 20 years, since 2006. It got wiped out in 2010, and it just sort of has existed to exist. And I don't, you know, there's nothing really to show for it except maybe in some ways 2017 with Doug Jones, but even then they really weren't that engaged.
No, and I thought that Parker Griffith's comments that you got him to say regarding Joe Reed, pretty interesting as this discussion goes on. And with Doug Jones now, you know, I still think the most important Democrat in the state for that party running for governor, he already has enough to overcome. Very high odds that he becomes the next governor. It ain't going to happen. The Democrat Party not helping him out at all, though.
No, and there's always been friction there between the Reed faction and Doug Jones. Doug Jones tried to overthrow the Reed faction. He was successful, but then 2 years later, Joe Reed comes back with his installed guy, and then that's who we have now with Randy Kelly. It's a mess. And the thing you got to know about Alabama Democrats, at least most of them, there's just this undying loyalty to Joe Reed. And until they ever figure that out, I think they're going to be stuck in the wilderness.
Yeah, and somehow on the Republican side, there's this undying loyalty to the lady in the governor's mansion. She's had like a spell over this place for a while, hasn't she?
She has, and no one wants to get on her bad side. I don't know why. I think that it pays dividends to stand up to the governor on occasion. Ask Senator Elliott, ask Will Ainsworth, ask some of these guys who have Steve Marshall, although he did not prove successful in his bid for Senate. It's not a punitive thing. I don't get it. I think there's some kind of deal where the legislature kind of operates and does its own thing without interference from the governor, and so they go along with what she wants. So it's just a couple of things a year.
Okay. Still haven't heard from Governor Kay Ivey what she thinks about data centers. I'm guessing we probably won't find out what she thinks about data centers before the end of her
She'll take that secret to her grave, probably.
Wow. Like, or she might not even know what they are. Who knows? 8:58. Jeff, we're looking forward to your show.
Not necessary, Dio.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Jeff Porchow on the way next. Do you think Governor Ivey knows what data centers are? Seriously.
Well, and audience, do you think I know what data centers are? It's me, Dan. Dan and Dalton again tomorrow beginning at 6 a.m.